Hi, it's been a while. But I am here to report on something very, very exciting that happened just last night. My husband and I have profiles in a couple of places online. And we connected with a couple, a man and a woman. He's straight or hetero flexible, and she's bi. And we soon wound up in a very fun group chat. The guy is extremely motivated. And interested in us meeting. But I said, you know what? He doesn't live all that close to us, but she does. So I said, you know what? I would love to have a chance to meet her first, because I really have been wanting to have my first experience with a woman. It has taken way too long to make that happen. So last night we met up for dinner, and we talked. We had a really great conversation for like an hour and a half. I found her absolutely gorgeous. She's really curvy and tall, has the most unbelievable eyes, and is just a really cool person. So we really had a great conversation. It was really interesting to hear about her life. She's about 4 years younger than me, so she's been through it, just like I've been through it. So we were done with dinner and we were kind of getting up from the table. And she looks at me and she goes, "I am at your disposal." Which I was like, okay, I really want to make out with you, but I don't want to do it in my car. And she was similarly reluctant to do it in her car. So it just so happened that the hotel where my husband and I had a threesome a couple weeks ago was right down the road. And I happen to know that they offer day use rates between 5 and 11 p.m. So it was about 7:45, and I went on the website and I booked us a room, and we drove over there. And of course, it took the staff like 20 minutes to figure out how to find my reservation, et cetera, et cetera. But then there we were in a hotel room together. And it was everything that I had hoped it might be like to be with a woman. She was just so sexy and warm and inviting, and I felt completely comfortable with her. So we started kissing, and we got our clothes off and climbed in the bed. And I just started exploring, and it turns out I was actually a little more aggressive than I thought I'd be. I thought I might be more submissive because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But guess what? I did know what the fuck I was doing because I was with a woman, and I'm a woman. And I know my way around a woman's body. But there was still so much to explore. Her tits are so much bigger than mine. I just had a really great time sucking on them, licking them, squeezing them, rubbing my tits against hers. It was really, really hot. And then I worked my way down to her pussy, and I got to experience for the first time the absolute delight of eating pussy. Oh my. It was delightful. It was so, so great to discover another woman and find all of the things that turned me on, that turned her on. So I was playing with her clit. Licking it, sucking on it. Her pussy was shaved, so there was no hair to deal with. I spent a really long time licking and sucking her clit, and I could tell I was driving her crazy. I stuck some fingers inside, just the way that I like it. Guess what? She liked it too. So, yeah, that first time, I got her really worked up, but then, I don't know, it was kind of ADHD. I just wanted to do everything all at once, you know? I really felt like a kid in a candy store. Just wanting to grab everything and taste everything and experience everything. Anyway, so then we slipped into a 69, and I was rubbing my pussy against her face while I was licking her cunt. Oh my god. Fuck. I felt so good. It just felt like something I was always meant to do. And that was really, really hot to finally get to do it. What can I say? We also spent time just kind of lying in each other's arms and talking. And kissing. She has really pretty silver hair. It's like the perfect length to just sort of grab. And I told her that I really like having my hair pulled. So when I went down on her again, she did that. She took a handful of my hair and really pulled. Like, it really felt good. Like, it hurt, but it felt good. And I just started going at her pussy again. And I could tell she was getting even more excited than the last time. So I decided to just explore this and take it as far as I could. And I stuck a couple of fingers back in her pussy, and she was just so, so wet. It was delightful. And then I kept up licking her clit. No, actually, at one point, I was just focused on fingering her, and she started rubbing her clit while I was thrusting two and then three fingers inside her. I'm pretty sure I found her G-spot because I made her come. It was incredible to watch, to witness, to bring it about. Oh my God. Just watching her lose control was absolutely mind-blowing. And I just want to do it again and again. Fuck. I'm just so, so turned on. We were both just like buzzing at the end. So then around 10 o'clock she had to go, and I stayed and took a little shower and then went home and told my husband all about it. I know he probably really, really wanted to fuck me, but I didn't want to. I just wanted to kind of keep the amazing, amazing feelings. The kind of glowing, buzzing, just delicious feelings that I had from my very first encounter with a woman. And I know I'm never gonna forget it. And so, of course, the group text was popping off because her partner was just like begging to know what had happened, and he has to get to bed early because of his job. But yeah, he had to come back and find out. We had sent the guys a couple of photos, just a couple, but I really wanted my first time to just be solo with a woman, to not feel that I was performing in any way. And it was exactly what I wanted. It really was. So I've got my little toy, my clit toy, lapping at my clit right now. I just, oh my God. Anyway, but then she and I were chatting privately, and like she told me that I put her at ease in a way that no other woman ever has. So that was really amazing to hear, and that she felt comfortable with me. She's pretty new to being bi also, but she's already had a few experiences, and she said that this one was really just very different than the others, because I was so proactive. I really, you know, it's not like I had things planned in advance, but when you have been thinking about doing something for over 40 years, it turns out you're gonna have some pretty good ideas of what you wanna do. So, yeah, so we were both texting each other until past midnight. We couldn't fall asleep because we were so excited and just buzzing, like I said. It was really beautiful. I feel like I finally understand what it's like to be with a woman. And I hope I can have many more experiences, because It's just altogether different. It's so different. Licking a pussy is just so, so different. You have to really explore it, coax it, look for it. It's not like a cock that's just there jutting out into your face saying, suck me. A pussy is this treasure to discover. And it's just so worthwhile. So I'm not going to stop sucking cock and craving cock, right? But I am just thrilled to have like earned my bi badge well on my way to becoming a fully qualified slut. And so yeah, we made a date with the couple to meet up with both of them. I've never met him before. Seen some pictures. I'm gonna take a leap of faith because I really, really enjoyed my time with her. And if she has chosen him as a partner, like I kind of implicitly trust that I'm gonna have a good time with him. And I can't wait to see my husband fucking her. That's gonna turn me on too. Oh fuck. Oh god. Oh god. Oh, I feel like I might be about to come. Anyway, yeah, so we're meeting up with them. Is it next week? Yeah, I think it's next week. That's crazy. And also, like in a week and a half, we have a repeat of our threesome with the guy that we met up with a couple weeks ago. He's very keen. And and his wife is out of town. His wife knows what he's up to, but she doesn't want to join. So his wife's going to be out of town. So we are going to play with him again. And tonight we're meeting another guy from an app that we're on. And he looks really hot. So I'm hoping that goes well too. I can't actually get enough. I think I can't get enough. Maybe one day I will have enough. I don't know. I'm just rejoicing in my freedom, my exploration, my sluttiness. It's all just been really welcome change from how things were before. And I'm really enjoying sharing my adventures with you. So, yeah, I'm your bisexual friend, signing off.